And if you were sat at the table next to each plate for the person to eat, would you give them the eating utensils?
Knife and fork, silverware.
Okay, a knife and fork.
Spoon.
Okay. And if you serve steak and wash it very tender, you have to put out steak.
Steak knife.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say you had to
wash them.
And after she washes the dishes, and to get the suds off, she...
Dry them. Rinse them.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Drying rag, I reckon.
What? That's when you're washing them?
No, that's a dish rag.
And to bathe your face with, do you have a...
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself with?
Towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container to something with a narrow mouth, keep it from spilling out, and you pour it through something like...
Pitcher?
Or...
Funnel?
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Whip, I guess.
And nowadays, to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you carry them out in a clothes...
Hamper?
Or a clothes...
Basket?
And... Some of that flour used to come in, you'd buy about 100 pounds.
Sack?
Or a big wooden...
We never did have one. That's a barrel, I guess, but we never did. I never did see one.
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoop, I guess.
Huh?
Barrel hoop?
And something smaller than a barrel that nails would come out.
Keg?
And on a water barrel or beer keg or something, the thing can turn.
Spigot?
What about out in the yard? You call that a, what you can hook your hose to?
Faucet?
And it's the sink?
Same thing, I guess.
A faucet?
Well, that's golden.
And nowadays, if the lamp, electric lamp burned out, you have to screw in a new...
Bulb?
What kind of bulb?
I don't know any particular kind.
And a long time ago, if they carried corn from the mill to the ground, what would they call the amount of corn it would take at one time?
Bush? Peck?
Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? And someone had as much wood as he could carry in both his arms. You'd say he had a...
I don't know.
Or, well, if you went out and you got as much wood...
Armful, I guess. Armful?
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you say you just had a...
Part of a load, I guess, all I know.
Did you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
Oh, I heard something along that line, I don't know.
How do people use that?
I don't know. I don't know the word jag, but that's all I know.
And something that nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Basket?
Or...
Paper sack?
Okay. And a bag or sack that bees used to come in, made out of that rough brown material?
Toe sack, for all I am.
Do you ever hear any other names for it?
Oh, some of them call them corn sack, toe sacks.
Did you ever hear croaker sack?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How would you call it?
Well, some of them call that's just the name some of them call it. Croaker sacks.
Uh-huh. And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
Cork?
What would you call it that's made out of glass or rubber?
Rubber, they still call them cork, but I don't know about the glass. Stopper, I guess.
Uh-huh. And this is something that musical instruments go like this.
Harmonica?
Any other name?
French harp?
Huh?
French harp?
What about one like this?
Jew's harp?